Hey coach, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Good. All right, guys, we can I'll open it up for questions now if you're ready.
Coach Joe Collett from Sun-Times, with Aaron and his success against the Bears record-wise, statistically, he's kind of struggled against them. Is it seeing him twice a year? Is it the scheme that they run? I mean, have you guys been able to put a finger on it?
Oh, I'd have to say it's a combination of things. I think the Bears run that particular scheme better than anybody. Like you just look at their staff, Lovie and Rod all the way down. It's an excellent defensive staff and they're veteran players that clearly understand the scheme, and I think they do a very good job week in and week out when just have an opportunity to study their team the whole off season, and now just once in the Indianapolis game. We always find it a challenge against these guys.
Coach, what did you learn about your group that you've got this year after taking a tough loss in the opener? What have you seen the last couple days from them?
Well, it's a distorted week as both teams are going through it right now. So we had to turn the page quickly yesterday. We spent some time on the San Francisco game to make corrections, but we're really knee deep into the Chicago plan. We had an opportunity to get out on the field and practice pretty much all of our situations today. So, I like the way it's going, but it is a Thursday schedule, and I know as a fact our players and coaches are excited to have a quick turnaround, especially playing the Bears.
How does the Bears' new personnel make their offense look differently?
Well, I think they're definitely chance to be a complete offense as far as the run and the pass. They have the ability to challenge it both ways, and their offensive line is off to a good start against Indianapolis, and obviously with the production that Brandon Marshall had in the first game, and in the relationship that Marshall and Cutler have from the past there in Denver, you can see they got off the way they wanted to, and I like the receiver group. I think it's definitely improved, and you gotta like the 1-2 punch with Forte and Bush.
Could you really even work off of any of the stuff that they did last year? Or do you have to work off the Colts tape?
Well, I think you look at all those things. So, I mean, if this is the process that you go through when you play early in the season, and it's a common practice to have unscouted looks the first couple of weeks, and I'm sure it won't be any different Thursday night.
Coach, with these two offenses, I mean, a lot of people are talking about a possible shootout here this Thursday night. Clearly, you guys aren't going into it looking at like that, but what is this kind of game with the offenses like this mean to you guys when you come in preparation short week like that?
Well, we look at them all the same. I never really get into trying to predict the score or how the game's going to go. I think it's important to focus on how the game starts and what direction when the direction is established, what you're going to do when that direction presents itself. So I couldn't tell you how this thing's going to work out. We're expecting now it's 50% rain, so there may be another element that we're dealing with. But I'll say this, it'll be a tough, hard-nosed game, hard-fought like it always is.
You guys got to feel like this Bears offense has a little different feel to it, though, getting ready for it, doesn't it?
I'm not trying to feel it. I'm just watching the film and watching their tendencies, and we're getting ready to line up and compete against it.
Why was San Francisco so effective offensively on Sunday?
I thought San Francisco did a good job in their normal down and distance. Third down, I thought we played well there. But, it's a tape that we can learn from, and there's some things we can do better.
Coach, having Brian Bulaga in year three now, has he changed? Has he developed into any more of a leader, or is he the same guy?
No, absolutely. No, Brian's grown in his role as leadership. He's really blossomed as a player. I think he's had a great off season. He was here in Green Bay the whole time, so he's a lot stronger. He's more physical player, and he's definitely taken on more of a leadership role.
Mike, how has Cedric Benson changed as a running back from when you used to face him on the other side of his rivalry?
Great question. Just trying to recall how they used him down there in Chicago, but most of the film that I watched with Cedric was when he was in Cincinnati, and we felt that he was a very good fit for our offense. He's a very natural runner, and as well as I do, he's a very talented football player, tough guy. You know, he's been strictly business, a very business-like approach. He does a great job in the weight room, so I've been impressed with him in our time together. So we're just trying to get him acclimated to the way we do things here, and I look for him to take a big step this week.
You said that there are areas where your defense could improve. What areas specifically were you not happy with?
We're talking about the last game?
Yeah.
Well, you know, just the common things, fundamentals. We could do a better job in the areas of fundamentals and points. It probably is our biggest focus this week for our defense.
Any other questions? All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
No.